IoT computing at the edge comes in two basic forms, SBCs and SOMs. So what's an SBC and what's an SOM? An SBC is a single board computer. It's a complete computing system delivered in a very small form factor. A typical SBC has a pretty powerful CPU, a good chunk of RAM, some flash storage, and a host of I/O interface options, including Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and video, all on a single board. If that sounds pretty much like the computers we're all used to in our laptops, it should, because that's pretty much all an SBC is. SBCs are just a very small form factor system. They can be encased in a rugged container or stripped down to minimize their power requirements. SBCs mostly run some variant of Linux, and they can be programmed with anything from C++ to Python. So what's an SOM? SOM stands for System on Module, or SOM. A SOM isolates the CPU and module on a separate board. That board plugs into a generic carrier board that includes all of the I/O. And there are a set of standard carrier boards out there. So unlike an SBC, which is all on one fixed board, the SOM is kind of like a modular set of building blocks. Google's new Coral, for example, is a SOM. It includes a really powerful TensorFlow-optimized computing module that can be plugged into a carrier board to provide the I/O functions you need. Both SOMs and SBCs are legitimate choices for IoT applications, and they do pretty much the same thing. SOMs have the advantage that you can, in theory, update just the compute module, but it's not so clear to me that we'd ever be able to do that in the real world. Now, the big advantage of a SOM is that it allows companies like Google to develop specialized compute modules that drop into an existing board ecosystem. Unless you're really down in the weeds, you're more likely to care about power requirements, performance, and cost than whether a system is an SBC or a SOM. But the increasing tendency of tech companies to deliver SOMs is tipping new IoT deployments in that direction. So just remember, a SOM is nothing more than the CPU and memory on a single board that can be plugged into another board that provides the interfaces. That's not so hard, right?